Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just finished seeing the new release of Deadpool 2.
Yes.
Which was really, when we saw the first one, we just couldn't stop laughing. A really, really interesting, entertaining character in the Marvel series. They kind of blew me away the first time because I had really not much background with him. I knew he was kind of funny and said some clever things, but kind of didn't take him seriously in the comic books, you know, because they have like little comedic type of characters in there, like Howard the Duck and some other characters. So I didn't really kind of take him seriously until this one came out and I started reading a little more of the comics on that. But so when you saw the first one, you was entertained by that one too, though, right?
Oh yeah, every time it come on TV, I had to watch it. I still can't. It was on yesterday, and I watched the first Deadpool.
Yeah, because it's funny and it's entertaining, and everything about it was just so. The first one lined up to get you to introduce who he was, so you know that he's always going to say some crazy shit,
right?
No matter what. You know that's what's going to happen.
That's true.
But the storyline, you got to align it with what is the story. So this was, the last one was his origin series. So this one started off with him being a mercenary, going around the world, killing people.
Yes.
In the craziest of ways.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. So you know, I didn't know what it was going to be about because I tried to just see the new character, Cable. Did you think Cable was interesting?
Which was Cable? Who was
Cable? Was the guy from the future.
Oh, yeah. He was interesting. Because I really thought he was a bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Because they gave you an impression that, oh, he was the evil one, and he come in there, and he wants to kill children.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then you understood what the story was about when he's like, dude, you know, should, you know.
So, which is interesting with the comic book, if you go through the comic book, him and Deadpool are partners. So they go through time just doing crazy shit. And then, which is interesting, you know, and you should know by now, spoilers all the way through.
Yes.
Domino is one of the characters too. Which is interesting because Domino in the comic books is a white girl. And they cast her as the black chick from Atlanta.
Yes, the TV show Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Her name is?
Zazie Beetz.
Yes, she is amazing. I'm in love with her.
She's really, she has a great appeal about her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't even know how to describe her, but you want to see her. And when she's on screen, you know, you like her. She's just so likable. Maybe that's the word. She's likable when you see her.
Yeah, I adore her. She's sexy in a certain way,
but you like her as, you know, she's that friend that you know. She just has such appeal about her. And I really, really enjoyed her character on here.
Yes, because she's like, I'm good luck.
Yeah, I'm good luck.
He said, no, you're not.
Yes, no, you're not. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
But yes, I am.
I am.
But you need that. I need what? You need luck.
Good luck.
But I have luck. No, I'm luck. So I know what you're going to say.
She was
you're hired.
Awesome.
She was really good. So the characters on here, they built up a good character base of people. You know, the people who returned was really good, too. What's our boy? He keeps showing up everywhere. He's just funny as hell. The one that pays his partner all the time. I forget his name.
Pays his partner.
Yeah, the one that owns the bar.
Oh yeah, he's in Silicon Valley. The show. Yeah,
exactly.
I can't remember the name.
I forgot his name, but he's just funny as hell. I really enjoy him. Remember, he was on Ready Player One too, as that creature or that one thing that had the hole in his body, and he was like, "No, I wasn't feeling well, and thanks for asking." And but he was on Ready Player One. His voice was on there. But back to Deadpool. So Deadpool, it starts off with him trying to redeem himself because his girlfriend gets shot because he's going around killing villains. So he's trying to build himself back up, but don't know how to do it.
Right.
And then Cable comes back from the future because one of the mutants becomes evil and kills a whole bunch of people from that. So Cable's family gets burnt to death. So he goes back in the past to make that correction by finding whatever mutant it was.
Right, right.
So, but again, just like the first one, there's gaps of things that goes on that centers around smaller other things other than the timeline of getting to the kid and all of that. And then there's a whole bunch of characters that show up on here. So two things were really interesting that I found out after the movie, baby. And you probably don't know that one of the characters was, now I'm losing their name. So they had like cameo people that showed up on there, but they gave you a brief, you know, whoa, that was, and then they was automatically gone, you know what I mean? And then because he was, yeah, I think he was the Vanisher. Yeah, so that person called the Vanisher, he was Brad Pitt. So Brad Pitt was on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
He was the Vanisher.
Really?
So do you know who the Vanisher was?
No.
So the Vanisher was part of the X-Force and the guy that they just couldn't see. So
Billy Bob Thornton.
No.
Oh,
when Brad I just Pitt. Said Brad Pitt. Pitt. Okay. Wow, that was clever. but as soon as he got electrocuted, you saw who he was, and then his face showed up. I was like, "Damn, that looks like," but Brad, I really didn't realize.
Oh, didn't he see his face in a mirror or something like that? The Vanisher.
I don't know if it was a mirror or whatever, but you can see his his face shows
up. It flashed.
Up.
It flashed. And it did look like Brad Pitt. It really did. And I was like, it didn't hit me real quick, but when you said that, that's probably exactly who it was.
Yeah, so that was really kind of interesting. And then one of the other characters happened to be Matt Damon.
Really?
Yeah. So, but you can tell. You can tell once they say it, then you'd be like, no shit, that was fucking Matt Damon. So there was gags and jokes all through here. But the thing with this one is you had to be open to listen to the jokes that they had.
Right.
To listen to the gags that was going on and the small things that went on throughout the movie, which was really kind of cool. And, you know, what's his name? Ryan Reynolds is just funny as hell. He put a whole lot of effort into trying to make these gags work.
Okay, so you're right. I mean, because looking up in the Internet Movie Database. And Matt Damon was redneck number one.
Oh, he was on the truck.
Yes.
So he was on the truck. Remember when Cable showed up?
Yes.
And he came from the future and those two rednecks were sitting on the truck. One of them was Matt Damon. So
that was
like,
cool as
wow,
hell.
What the fuck? But again, cool they really didn't show up to show like I'm Matt Damon. They just wanted to be in a movie and they showed themselves in one way or another.
Wow.
So
wow.
The thing that we're saying is it's a lot of clever little things that went through this movie that you won't catch. And some of the jokes are so quick that you wouldn't know, because at one point when Cable was grabbing on to Deadpool, he called him Thanos.
Okay.
You didn't catch that?
No.
So you know why he called him that?
No.
Because the guy who played Josh Brolin, also played Thanos in Avengers.
Oh.
So he called him fucking Thanos.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So if you didn't know that.
Right.
Again, once again, if you didn't know that, you wouldn't know what the hell he said or why he would say it.
Okay.
But Josh Brolin played Cable in this movie and played Thanos in the Avengers Infinity War movies.
Okay.
But he called him Thanos. And I was like, are you fucking crazy? So he said things in here like that. And he called one of the guys that was one of the doctors. He called him Garrett Kushner. So you know who Garrett Kushner is?
I think I do.
No, you don't. He's Trump's son-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
So if you looked at the way the guy looked, you would say, no shit, that's who he is.
Okay.
So he had multiple jokes within there that there's just things that you have to be aware with either social media or the news or whatever. And his repeated thing that he did, he was calling Cable a racist. And he was talking about gender equality. So he did a whole lot of that within this whole movie, but played on it with what was going on in society and how he played it into the movie. So it made it a lot more entertaining to listen. But like I was when I was telling Alicia was, he had a lot of long dialogue.
He did.
He had a lot of long dialogue. Did you notice it though?
Yes, he did. Because some parts was like he was just talking and I was like dozing off.
Yeah, but the problem with that is in certain portions, he had jokes in it. And then certain portions, it was foreshadowing of something that was coming later on.
Right.
So in a way, you kind of had to understand or listen to what he was saying in order to know what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or you missed a joke that he was actually making.
So you kind of, so we're noticing that. They bring in teams of characters, comic book characters, into certain movies now.
Yeah, so the good thing is, and I think they're doing it more in Deadpool because they're appearing in there. They're not really major stars, but if they come back, at least you know where they came from. Because they killed off, he called them the X-Force, remember?
Yes.
So the X-Force is a comic book team,
right,
that they were on,
right,
but for some reason they killed them. But remember, during the credits at the end, he went back in time, so you don't know if the X-Force is actually dead or not, because he could have went back in time and made sure, because he saved the one guy, but I'm not sure if he saved everybody else.
Okay.
Because of the high winds, you know, that was fucking crazy. But you don't know that. But the X-Force is a team that all of them are part of, which made it like really, really interesting too. But the standouts, what was the standouts to you when you actually said, wow, this is a good, funny movie? What was the standouts for you?
What do you mean by standouts?
Meaning what did you enjoy the most? What are the couple of things that you enjoyed about this movie?
Okay, so Zazie Beetz, that's her name?
Zazie Beetz?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved her. I thought she was, I mean, she was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, she's like, she was the one who could do the parachuting.
Yeah, she's the only one who did it right.
I know. I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. The rest of them die. Get caught up in the... So that part was really funny. The emotional part of the Deadpool, he was dramatical. Mm-hmm. He was just dramatic, you know. And that was... There were certain parts that what he did was real funny. Always trying, he was trying to kill himself.
He can't die.
You know, that was that and then part.
Juggernaut ripped him apart.
Yep, yep.
And Domino had to take him back.
And then his little feet grow back.
He sit there with his shirt on, without any drawers on, and they was like, "Oh man, look at this dude," which was fucking crazy.
Oh my
as hell.
God! Yeah, so yeah. There was a lot of great, funny parts to the movie. Mm-hmm. So it was really good.
So entertaining wise, so
yes.
you really felt that the funny parts and the action parts kind of aligned with itself.
Yes, it did.
So yeah, it was. I think it was evenly done well. I just think there's portions that when basically what you were saying was there's portions in there that you kind of like, damn, you kind of talking too much. You're really going on and on. But there was one part on there, and I'm not sure if you caught it, but when he was, remember when Colossus, the metal guy, brings him back to the house, and he was driving around in the wheelchair? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Kind of explain it to
me. Yeah, I remember that part.
Okay. Anyway, so he was riding through, and then Colossus said, he knocked him over and said, you need to stop doing that. And he was like, why is no one here? There's you're the only one in this house. Why are all of you here? Where is the rest of the X-Men? And right behind him, all the X-Men was behind a door.
Yes, and they closed the door.
And they closed the door behind him. And it was like, oh my God, they're hiding from him. But what made this so funny and what made it good was I didn't know why they did it, right?
Right.
So come to find out, they're filming Dark Phoenix, and they're filming it in Canada. So they did a cut just for this film, doing their filming to put in this film.
Okay.
Just to make it like, yeah, we always here. We just don't want to fucking deal with you. So they made it look like they were always there. They just don't want nothing to do with Deadpool, which was funny as hell.
So Deadpool is a part of X-Men, or he not a part of X-Men?
So in the comic books, he works with X-Men, but he's not really part of the X-Men.
Okay.
He kind of works with them, but you can't really consider him part of, because he's part of the X-Force as opposed to the X-Men, because the X-Men is a whole separate group, but he never joined them. But they work together. So, you know, and they always wanted him to be part of the X-Men, which was really kind of cool because he keeps showing up, you know, and then as he shows up, the X-Men, you know, deal with him accordingly. But I thought that was so brilliant. And I was like, oh, shit. How did they get everybody on there? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because I seen that part when they was just standing there and they just like, it's almost like they was like, he was talking about them or something. And they was like, just close the door. We don't want to be bothered with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But another thing is about the movie is that it was just how the storyline was done. Because it's basically, it's like, we have to save the little boy and save him from trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, I can do it. He said, you got 30 seconds.
We got to give him love. We have to. I thought that was fucking hilarious. I was like, this whole damn story is about a little boy who kills everybody.
Who wants to kill everybody.
And then all he had to do was just give him some love. Oh my God. That was hilarious.
So the way they did it didn't supposed to be smart. It's supposed to have been hilarious, but with a kind of meaning. Because remember, the first one he said, this was a love story. And then this one he said, it's about family.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, yeah, it was kind of about family, but it wasn't about family.
So the young boy is from Wellington, New Zealand.
Yeah, he was New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't hear when Deadpool said that?
I didn't hear him say that.
See, this is what I was telling you. He tells you the shit that's for real.
Yeah.
So this is what they call the fourth wall. The fourth wall is really what's actually happening, really, not just the movie. So he breaks from the movie and tell you exactly what's going on. He said, what do I need to do with this kid, a young kid from New Zealand? Now, it never said where this kid was from, but you just said he's originally from New Zealand.
Yes.
So he said it in the movie, but you wouldn't have never known that until you looked it up to say, damn, this kid is from fucking New Zealand.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I was like, damn, he's from New Zealand.
Oh, so that guy, what's his name? His boy Weasel is TJ Miller.
Yeah, TJ Miller, yeah.
Crazy bastard. No. He's funny as hell. He's just hilarious.
Oh, I got to catch up on Silicon Valley because that boy right there.
And then Leslie Uggams showed back up again.
Man.
So she was really
cool.
You
know what? I couldn't remember her name for none in the world until I was like, oh my God, that's Leslie Uggams. I love her in there too.
No, so she plays a part in there that's really great. You know what I mean?
A blind ass black woman.
With a smart mouth. She said, well, you know what? You need to speak up because it's hard to hear you with that what she said, that pity dick in your mouth. I was like, damn.
She said that. And then he always have her hand on.
Yeah, he always rubbing her face and shit. And he was like, just rub my leg and whatever. And she was like,
that's
not my leg. She's like, oh, you're disgusting. So, but yeah, but this one. So to continue the series of Deadpool, this was very good. It was worthwhile seeing. It actually beat Avengers this week.
Really?
Yeah. So Black Panther lasted a lot longer.
Yes, it did. Still in the movie.
Probably.
Which is so crazy. It's still in movie theaters, even though the DVD is out.
Yeah, but it's still in the movies.
I'm like, it's in DVD and it's streaming. And your people are watching. They're still going to the movies to see it.
But yeah, so it actually beat out Infinity War. I think 125 million, a little less than what they expected. They expected 138. Also, I thought it was kind of cool. Her name is Brianna Hildebrand, but Negasonic, whatever, the teenage girl, she was a lesbian with her little girlfriend. And then the Asian little girl, he go like, hey, Nikki Tookie.
Yeah, I know.
And she's like, hi, Deadpool.
So it was a lot of parts that it was just hilarious. I mean, it was just funny as hell.
And then Terry Crews was on it. And Terry Crews is just funny anyway. That's the black guy. So it was like they had actors on there that was cool, but then they had characters on there that was like really good too.
Like you said, there was a lot of stars that wanted to be in this movie.
Yeah. So they just wanted to show up in the movie, be like, hey, look, let me get a part. And I think because of Ryan Reynolds' relationship with a lot of stars, he was kind of like, hey, you can be in this movie. I'll give you a small part. And we'll just let people know at the end who you are. But we're not going to advertise that you're actually in the movie. And, you know, so that was the thing. And even at the end, they were showing, because all throughout the movie, he keeps showing Wolverine.
Yeah.
But he went back in time. So you saw I don't know if you saw the end credits with that.
No, I missed it.
When he went back into time. He went back into time and corrected. He killed himself so he wouldn't do the Green Lantern. So he shot himself in the head when he was reading the Green Lantern script. And then he went back and killed the first Deadpool guy who was in the first Wolverine movie. So he killed him. So he was like, you'll never have to deal with this anymore because this is just ridiculous. And he just kept shooting him on that. So that was funny, so people thinking because they showed that, the timeline changes again.
Uh-huh.
So certain movies that you see really won't exist. So don't even think about them no more because Deadpool changed the timeline. So if they come back with a different timeline, you'll say, oh, it's because fucking Deadpool did it and stuff like that. So it's so interesting that they're using a humor type concept to change things with the movie concept, which is like very, very interesting how they approaching everything from that. But it was so entertaining. It was so funny at times. And you know, it had the message all the way through it. It had a sad because his girlfriend died, but he wanted to go back and save her, but we never know what's gonna happen with that. But it seems like
that's was something that I would expect for them to bring her back to.
What do you mean?
Him going back to
the theater. So I don't know why they didn't. I think in the comic books, his girlfriend turned out to be some kind of hero as well. And I don't think they put that together. So they wanted to cut her totally out.
Okay.
Because I think the next Deadpool would be him and Cable. Because remember, since Cable used his last energy to go back in time, he couldn't go back. But he made Negasonic and that other girl fix his time machine so he can go back. So sooner or later, Cable going to be able to go back.
Okay.
We're going to see how they're going to work that. So that's kind of interesting, too. So the movie is potentially going to change other movies because of what happened in this movie and what he's capable of doing, which is totally different too. So, and this doesn't tie into the Avengers until Disney signs off on either picking up the Fox characters or Comcast beats Disney out and they get them. Because if they do that, then Disney and all of them, they can't work together.
Okay.
Which is interesting, too.
Yeah, that is interesting.
But very, I really enjoyed this one. This was funny. And again, the only bad thing I would say on this was too much long dialogue by Ryan Reynolds at times. So he wanted to have too many speeches and too many things. It was funny at times, and other times it was kind of like, come on, bro. I know you want to hear yourself talk, but not.
You know that has everything to do with the script.
Yeah, but he helped with the script, though.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, so he kind of helped with the script. So, so rating. What would you rate this?
A 7.
Wow, a 7. Mm-hmm. Okay. I rated it an 8.25 because I enjoyed the shit out of it. And again, I rate some of these higher when they bring in the characters that I know. So I'm a big comic book fan. So when you bring in more comic book characters that I've seen and that I know about, it makes me more excited. So I appreciate that you're bringing in more than what you initially said you was going to do. So they bring Juggernaut in there because what people don't know, Juggernaut is, what's his name? Charles Xavier's brother. So, but he said it slightly in there because Juggernaut was in, I think he was in, no, that was Rhino. No, that was Rhino. But I thought Juggernaut was on one of the other X-Men movies. Now I got to see the X-Men movie, but this is a totally different one. So they kind of made him big like Thanos, but their CGI was much better than the Juggernaut one. Because the Juggernaut will run through things, and he's just huge. As big as he was faster than what they were showing. Because he's unstoppable. Once he starts moving.
He was a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a bad guy. Okay. He's with there's a bad guy group. I can't remember the name of them offhand. But if you tell me, I'll be like, oh, yep, that's them. But he's part of that group with the White Witch and Magneto and a couple of the other ones. But he's part of that group there. But yeah, but it was great to see him there, too. They tried to make it like it was a creature, but it was Juggernaut, which is like really, really, really good thing, too. So you said a 7. I said an 8.25. Me being a Marvel fan, I enjoyed the hell out of it. But other than that, I think Solo is next. Solo's next week, right?
Yes, it is next week. It's, in fact, this Thursday.
So this Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday.
So it's coming out. Okay. That'll work. So that will be our next one. So it's coming out slowly. I think we said that on the last podcast. That's just a lot of slow momentum on these actual summer movies. It's not as big like they was rushing out last year. Because right now we lost, 3 weeks before we actually went out to see this one. So pretty weird. But anyway, Urban Lifestyle Cafe. You can follow us on Twitter under Urban Lifestyle Cafe or follow us on Bougie Black Bro or Fine Black Woman on Twitter and IG. So you can follow us. Please leave us comments. All podcasts. You can grab all the podcasts. We'll be on there on the Bougie Black Brother or Urban Lifestyle Cafe. But look out for the change because we're kind of tired of this Urban Lifestyle Cafe. It's not telling you what we're doing. So we really want to make a change. So look out for that. You can see some previews that we'll probably put out sooner or later on our change. Alicia and I wanted to make a different name change. So be prepared. Then you can be like, oh, it's about film. not anything else. So, but we'll be getting there too. BougieBlackBrother.com and Facebook, Bougie Black Brother Network, as well as on YouTube, Bougie Black Brother Network. And you can find our podcast on there as well. Any last thoughts, Ben?
No, everything was nice.
Excellent. Not that nice because you had a 7 on it, but I get it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you next Wednesday on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. See ya. Bye.